crumbs, it's been a busy week in terms of messages from above. We've had Late last week, and you've probably already forgotten. It's a busy life. Sir Jonathan Michael's huge document, running to some 281 packed pages, entitled Independent Review of the Isle of Man Health and Social Care System. If the initial response, set of comments, or anything to go by, things clearly are going to have to change. But fear not, it'll be a global thing, something for all of us, an island bespoke construction. A unique thing, a mechanism that will need to eventually result from reviews such as these. On the other hand, the constant discussion and debate between what is available and affordable versus what is needed rather than what is wanted by a resident population is and always will be a significant elephant in the room. In some ways, the news this week that heart and circulatory deaths in the under 75s has shown a sustained rise for the first time in over 50 years logically sits with this issue. The rise in deaths from heart disease in the under 65s too, over the past 5-year period from 2017 backwards by some 4%, is also a shock. That really is a concern given, well, what happened compared to the overall 90% decline in the 5 years prior to this. What's going on? Well, it's often been stated that we're now starting to see a new generation of adults who, for some in essence, will have worse health outcomes than their parents, despite all our advances in disease understanding, therapies and standard of living improvements. Not for all, of course. Some put a political spin on this across the way. Others will look at it in sort of health terms. Indeed, since the 1960s, we have seen heart disease rates halve, such has been the progress in this area. There have been, of course, well, other things going on. Several therapies and theories floating about, of course. Much of this stuff emphasising the growth in the population's waistlines, obesity, overweight percentages, zooming up the wrong way. It's actually quite shocking, though, that with all this information to hand nowadays, all this stuff telling us what we need to do, dripping from every angle, radio, TV, web, social media, so many of us are still basically too much, the wrong stuff, too little exercise. We're just living our modern lives destined to end prematurely for some. Many of these losses potentially preventable or perhaps more accurately postponable. Death and taxes, only thing we can rely on. Our diets, of course, a key element here. And as rates of type 2 diabetes, all its potential to cause circulatory issues increase, at some point, something has to shift. It's always interesting, though, to discover where it is that the NHS will concentrate the available resources. So it will entail a bit of hard bargaining, many months and many mouths to feed. And the many sort of pertinent discussions that will follow from any cabinet or ministerial discussions on this topic, a compromise will no doubt be worked out. Inevitably, common sense and completed figures will at least partly produce some facts to work on. This week being Mental Health Awareness Week, many of us indeed have these days been much more aware of our mental health. It does merit consideration. The net of mental health disorders is really wide, of course. But these sorts of public health educational items can only better inform us, keeping more of us via such information, potentially anyway, in better mental health. We're talking about it a lot more. Not a bad thing. Out come the tubes of sunblock and antihistamines as we combat very sunny days this week, coupled with the inevitable hay fever as we strut our stuff in the garden or wherever. Nothing particularly new on the front desk this week, of course, with regard to latest antihistamines or related therapies. And just remember, if possible, keep those car windows shut, a change of clothes, or even, if appropriate, a quick hair rinse if you've been spending many hours out there. Because you pick up all this pollen, you pick up all these multiple sneezes, itchy red eyes, throat a more worrying, wheezy bounce. But there's lots you can do about it. Let alone early sunburn. We really can't complain. But hey, we can, And we do. It's human discourse, of course. Well, it is. Until next week, cheerio.